The Department of Children and Families says there were 32% more domestic violence advocacy contacts last year than in 2010. And though the raw number of victims staying in domestic abuse shelters has been flat, those that used the shelters stayed 12% longer. Shannon Berry is the executive director of Domestic Abuse Intervention Services in Madison. She says they're feeling the effects of that trend.
Many of the people who are coming to us for shelter services are reporting more severe violence, more stalking, strangulation, and death threats from their batters, and they're requiring longer shelter stays with more intensive case management support.
Berry says during the past 2 years, their wait list for shelter beds in Madison has increased by 643%. She says each case is different, but unemployment and a poor economy is a common theme in domestic violence. Carmen Petrie is co-executive director of the Sojourner Family Peace Center in Milwaukee. She says they too are seeing more intense violence and more complex situations related to economic issues.
Poverty causes challenges, and if you have a family that's challenged, that's living in violence, and you have someone who's using violence, poverty does not make that better. It makes it worse.
Petrie says poverty can make it harder for victims of domestic violence to leave their abusers, especially when children are involved. She says that's because without money, finding and staying in transitional housing is very difficult. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.